This episode is sponsored by RLJE Films. Winnie's life is less than wonderful. 1 year after saving her town from a psychotic killer on Christmas Eve, when she wishes she was never born, she finds herself magically transported to a nightmarish parallel universe. With the murderous maniac now back, she must team up with a misfit to identify the culprit and get back to her own reality. It's a Wonderful Knife is now available on DVD and Blu-ray.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe. Ooh, I don't know what that was, but that was interesting. That like reminded me of like a like 70s game show.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, 70s game shows. I miss those. I remember when I would wake up early, well, my mom would force me out of bed. Nothing's changed. It's just
70s.
Now.
You weren't fucking born in the 70s. But it was, what are you talking about?
But it was the reruns. There was like this
like
game
newlywed show.
There was this game show network, and I remember it was either watching that game show network or Jerry Springer.
Oh my God.
That was my morning thing. But then I would have to wait to hear from my mom because my mom would get so upset with me if I was watching TV in the morning. So I'd have to like click it off.
Oh,
As soon as I heard her footsteps coming in.
Is this like before school kind of thing?
Yeah, this is one of like the one, or I don't know how many years I went to school. I think it was like 2 years. And then I went to like this homeschooling program. We tried it for like, you know, where you go in for 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't working with my filming schedule. So it ended up just like full homeschooling.
Just full homeschool.
Ended up happening. So that was great. When she was gone all day long, I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
I gotta love homeschool.
Yeah, literally. Learn nothing.
Nothing. Exactly.
Literally nada.
I wonder how parents like homeschool 3 children. Like, are they really homeschooling that? Like, what are they really doing? Like, is it classrooms? Like, how can you teach your kid? I could barely teach my kid kindergarten shit.
Yeah, it seems like when parents do that, they either have like one parent that's like stays at home.
Right, of course.
You know, and teaches the children. Or other way, you can't do it. Like, you really can't. I learned nothing too.
I was mostly
absolutely
homeschooled.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah.
I learned nothing from home. I mean, I gave credit. I mean, I did graduate with honors, thank God, but I had fucking awesome studio teachers.
Oh my God.
Awesome studio teachers that like stayed with me forever after. And I would like go to UCLA and like, you know, we'd get together in group stuff and thank God.
See, I didn't work on projects like movies. I was working on TV shows and movies every once in a while. So you had people with you constantly. I had a studio teacher here for like 4 days, there for 4 days. So I, like nothing.
I had
no knowledge.
I brought the same studio teacher with me to each movie that I did.
Oh, see, that's amazing. Oh my God, you had a teacher.
I had 2 really good teachers. Then I had another teacher from Roseanne that I loved. I mean, shit, like Sarah Gilbert and Lisey Gorenson, who were on Roseanne, one went to Harvard, one went to Yale. So like she was, you know, her name is Sharon Takase, who I love. She's actually still, when I was on the Conners a couple months.
She was there?
A couple years ago. She's still the studio teacher. Yeah, I still talk to her.
How old is
she? She was not old. She was young. Young when I was on the show. So she's probably like mid-50s.
Oh, wow.
So she was probably like mid-20s when she was working with me, like super young, hip, awesome, smart, and totally like, and her sister was a studio teacher, and her sister used to teach my friend Jenna Van Oy, who was on Blossom. So we would get together, Jenna and I was doing Spanish and she was doing French, and we would get together and do like our English classes together for, we were doing like Shakespeare and like all this other crap because it was easier to do it together than it was to do it by ourselves. And then we would have it obviously on set and stuff. I just fucking lucked out. Because if I was had to just be home with my mom, I wouldn't have learned anything. I wouldn't have done school.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, I love that. My studio teacher that I had on Sleepover, this movie that I did, I had her a couple of times on different sets, and she literally would like complained to my parents about me. And I think it was because of like my knowledge of understanding things. She just was like so frustrated with like why I didn't like things didn't come to me quickly. And, you know, like, how do you
job to teach you that?
Like, I know. But like she was just like, and then I would just kind of go ADD, you know, and I think that was like my mechanism of like protecting myself that I didn't understand what was presented in front of me, which I should have understood. So it was right. I don't know. It's like this weird thing that kids do when they protect themselves for looking stupid or right. whatever, right. you know, especially because like I'm in the schoolroom with like, you know, Alexa Vega, Mika Boram, Brie Larson, like all these other fucking kids that are like my age that are smart. right, and right. here I'm like not understanding this math. My math is awful.
Yeah, me
understanding
too.
This math problem that's probably basic to them. It's just like it's like embarrassing as a kid, you know?
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
I didn't know how to play it off like that right. I was a little bit behind.
And you didn't get any, you didn't have tutors or anything like that?
No. And then by the time I was 50, like literally after that, was it after that movie? Was it? I think it was after that movie where we did the, you know, you take the test and you work as an adult and they give you your diploma.
Yeah, your yeah. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
So it's all bullshit, basically.
I know, literally bullshit. And then my parents tried to, you know, talk to me about college, and I went to community college, and I was like, you fucking think I'm gonna survive at college? I can't even survive with this basic health fucking how what grade are you in when you're 15?
you're like a sophomore in high school because you get your license like right at like 16, which is like 11th grade, or depending on I guess when you're born. You're like no.
Like I was.
Do you wish you
what?
Did you wish you could go back to school? Or
100%.
Are there things that you do now that are educating you? Like are you? Do you have the desire to learn new things, and are you able to absorb them on your own?
That's the thing, is like I knowledge and learning and all of that is like such a scary place for me. Mm. It's like such a scary place for me. I try very, very hard on certain things, but it's just like a very, very scary place. I mean, I've been very open with like, and I'm sure there's people out here that feel this way. Hopefully I'm not the only one, but even like taking tests, I'm yeah. so nervous of taking tests. Even if it's like scuba, being scuba certified, I'm like freaking the fuck out that I have to take a fucking test.
I don't like that stuff either.
That's how much it like scares me, wow. you know? But yeah, I'm a little bit slower, and I had to have like this talk with like Tom, which is like, I mean, for some reason it's embarrassing to me, but it's not. And he made it really, really, he made me feel really amazing. He was like, it's fine. He's like, it's fine if you don't understand these things. I don't understand this that you do and this right. that you do and this that you do. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just but be curious and yeah. ask questions. Like that was sort of what I learned over the years of like, there were things that I didn't learn that I wasn't taught that I would want to know. Like, what does this mean? What does yeah. that mean? Like really basic, you know, general shit. And I was like, I really like my kindergartner's teaching me shit that I'm like, oh, well, at least yeah. someone's going to school and learning.
Oh my God. I can't wait to have a kid. Then I can like just relearn everything. I like literally, I'm going to be like, okay, we're both going to school.
Yeah. like yesterday, Carter was like, Mom, did you know that teeth are cartilage? It's like, I actually didn't know that. Thank you for teaching me that. I didn't know that teeth were cartilage. I mean, maybe they're not. I probably have to Google it. But I was yeah. like, wow, the things you learn every day. That's really interesting, Carter.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Aww, how are you, Carter.
How are you feeling, by the way? I know it hasn't been. You're still feeling shitty, huh?
Yeah. So I, you know, last podcast when I was talking about how yeah. I was going to do all this stuff. I unfortunately got COVID.
Of course. And it was flight back home. That's yeah. why you can't like wake up and stay
I think
awake.
That's why I was not feeling good for like 2 days. So I probably had it for like 2 days prior to that. But luckily I tested today and I am okay. But still, good. It sucked to not be able to go to that convention. I was super bummed to meet everybody. And then also like Heather was there.
I know.
Yeah, it was like the con not to miss. But my body was probably like, stop.
Of course. You know, that's like the way that it works. You always like hold out until you're wrapped. And then as soon as you're wrapped, you get sick. I always do. Within like 2 days after I finish something, I get super sick.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to come. Hopefully I can get there soon and maybe drag this bitch with me. They're like, wait, okay. They're like, yeah, miss it.
And you're coming to Austin soon. That's very exciting.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I keep on having like dreams about my dress, dude. I don't know what is going on, but I keep on having like these dreams of like, am I going to like it? Am I not going to like it? Like,
oh, of like searching for homes?
No, my dress.
Oh, your wedding dress. Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Dude, I have three on the back burner just in case that I have to go. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You're going to like go try on just in case?
I don't know what it is.
It's just like anxiety. That's what it is.
I think like as I'm getting in shape, I'm like worried that it's going to swallow me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to like that.
Your body, you're not shrinking to like nothing. Like you're getting in shape.
That it's just going to look too big, like in the photos too. I'm just like freaking out. I don't know why. Because then I'm thinking about that other dress that I tried on that you really liked that was kind of like smaller. And I'm like, well, I know. But people do this all the time. So I hear. I ask every fucking girl, that have gotten married. And they're like, yeah, we look at wedding dresses even after. But I want to be happy.
I'm married 10 years. I still look at wedding dresses online. Are you kidding? Like, I still fantasize about what other ones I could have worn or should have worn or wanted to wear, you know?
Yeah.
Someone said, I recently heard someone say, we should ourselves to death. Like, we're so busy. Like, I should have done this. I should have done that. I should have bought this. I shouldn't have done there. Like, we should ourselves to death. Mm. And I was like, that's really interesting. Like,
that is true.
Oh, no. We should all over ourselves. That's what it was. We should all over ourselves.
We should all over ourselves.
We should all over ourselves.
Oh my God. True. That is very true. You know? That is very true.
Like what good does it do to talk about like to keep, you know, worrying about things that have already passed? You'll just don't stress about it. Don't have anxiety about it. Don't even think about it until you're there. And then when you're there, then you make your decision. Because you can't do anything about it. Worrying about it doesn't do you any good.
True.
Right?
Very
true. It doesn't change it, except fuck up your day.
Yeah. No, very true. That's true. We'll see. I'll be like, no.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I wonder if that's happened before to brides.
I'm sure. Oh, my God. I hear about this all the time. Like, brides, like, changing their dress, like, 2 months prior.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen Say Yes to the Dress enough times to know.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, I mean, listen, I even watch that show and I'm like, oh, no, you're picking the wrong one. Oh, no, it doesn't look that. Oh, why are you letting her get that one? Yeah, the other one was so much better.
Was that
better.
You with me?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's your style. I mean, I wouldn't have picked that for you, but that's what, but I don't know you as like the Disney princess that you are inside. I mean, I know you in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So like I would never have thought that that was the way you wanted to go with your wedding dress.
It's so funny. I never thought so either.
Especially with the ones you sent me, like the pictures and stuff. I was like, this is a little bit different than that.
I know. I know. And I'm a basic bitch, but it's like, it's very plain Janie, but it's not at the same time, which is so strange.
It's not plain Jane. It's classic.
Yeah.
So don't think of it as plain Jane. It's classic. You're going to add. It's classic. You're going to add to it. You're going to have your veil. You're going to have your makeup done and your shoe. Like the whole. Oh, you got to get your shoes.
Oh, yeah. So I got one pair of shoes that I'm thinking and I want to get your opinion. I'm also going to bring my jumper so I can kind of see it.
Oh, good.
And then I might just order some. Everybody's going to find out. Go-go boots. Just to have that I'm probably not going to use and wait for like my legit ones, but at least I have the height. I think I need to like have the fucking height with it to know.
Oh, you have to have your shoes on before you try your dress on and get it fitted. You know that, right?
Okay, good.
Because they need to hem your dress to the shoes that you're wearing for your wedding. So you got to get them before you come in April.
Will do. I mean, it's supposed to be coming any day now. So
oh, good.
We'll figure that out. At least I got like the height. It's a color that I was, that you're probably gonna be shocked at, but I'm like, fuck it, like, whatever, no one's gonna see them, they're underneath there. And then if they peek out underneath my second outfit, I'm like, I'm not mad at it.
What color are they?
Red.
Oh, Jesus.
Red, baby. Yes.
What's your makeup gonna look like?
I don't know. This is like something I want to talk about on my bachelorette party. Okay. With you guys. All of us need to bring computers, or some of us need to bring computers, because we need to hunt down for the bachelor, for the bridesmaid dresses. And got figure it. That out.
Okay.
And what everybody's comfortable with. I kind of want to go through all that stuff with you guys on the bachelorette trip.
During the hydroplaning off of cliffs, or during the e-bike riding through trails? When would you like to set up the laptop that we all need to bring to pick out our fucking bridesmaids' dresses in the middle of kayaking, whatever the fuck we're doing in Zion?
Oh my God, I love that you were like, I am leaving a day early because all this shit is insanity and I am fucking out.
But you know, it's the fucking day where you guys are going to the spa that I have to leave. Like, can you switch
maybe that
it?
Day.
Like,
well, yeah, that's no, why I no, made it that it. Day. No, because we're going to be fucking sore as shit and hungover from the party, from the amazing party. And then that day, I just want to lay by the pool and get a massage and try not to be hungover and throw up. Because that's how hard I'm going to go the night before.
You won't. You are? I don't think I've ever seen you, like, drunk.
Oh,
you
get
have one
ready,
drink and
babe.
You're like, drunk. What happens?
I just become very loving and loud and, like, natty. That was going to be me. I was going to be twerking everywhere against the window. I'll probably be flashing. Be
oh,
great.
My God. In front of your sister-in-laws?
They better get fucking used to it. I don't know what to say. They have their own villa. If they're like, fuck this. We can't see her like this. One of the sisters wanted to come to Burning Man, and I was so stoked. And then I was like, wait a minute. She's going to see me completely, like, naked. Like,
my sister-in-law has seen me totally naked.
Okay. But we're not, I don't think we're there yet.
Oh, right.
So that's why I was like,
oh,
okay,
my sister-in-law
full,
saw me naked early on. But you're not, like, self-conscious or anything, are you? You're not really self-conscious around his, or is it just because it's his sisters?
I mean, just because it's his sisters, I think. I mean, I'm not self-conscious around strangers, but, like, I feel like
just people you know.
Isn't that funny?
No, I get it. I totally get it. Because you don't care what strangers think of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You care what people you love think of you.
Exactly.
Which is, I think, super healthy.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Tom, don't look at me. I'm just kidding. So funny. Oh, my
Tom.
God.
Is he ready? Does he have his stuff? Is he ready? Is he on board with all these things? Or he's still, like, waiting, like, most... I don't want to generalize, but
he's waiting.
He's not, like, sitting around, like, pinning suits on Pinterest, is he?
No, I don't think so. I think he keeps on asking me what I want him to wear. And I'm like, it's like what you want to feel, what you feel good in.
I think he needs you to tell them.
I think he's going to do that. I probably will tell him that he should do that with his sisters while we're over there for Christmas.
Do maybe, what? Pick out?
Yeah, go to the tuxedo places and, like, or maybe when he's with one of his guy friends. But they just all live so far, so I'm sure he can figure something out. Because I want him to do it with, like, one of his, like, someone, not just himself.
Do you want him to wear a tuxedo, or do you want him to wear a suit?
Yeah,
or you want him to wear a tuxedo?
I think so, right? Or like, go fucking or whatever he wants to wear. I don't really know the difference, to be honest. I just know I want it to be black. Or
you want a black tuxedo.
Dark blue. Or dark
okay.
blue. Yeah.
Okay. Dark blue. Okay. I would probably do dark blue over black because of the color of what you want your bridesmaids' dresses to be.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I mean, I don't know. Black and orange, like, I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of your jam.
But then I'm also like, I don't even know if we're going to be able to find the color that I want, to be honest. So I was thinking, so that's, this is another thing that I want to talk to you guys about. So I'm thinking of, like, a color scheme
right.
that goes well with each other.
Like a color wheel, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Of like,
Yeah, unfortunately, I just cannot find this fucking color. And I tried so much. Even Tom and I got some suits made in Thailand, and I tried to talk to this guy in Thailand. I was like, do you have this color that we can make? Hey, amigo, Cody, if you're in the house, you're in the room. Come here. Come here. Sorry, my dog is trying to get out. Come on. Get your booty up here. Up. Up. Woo! You still got it at 14. yeah, so there's like a lot to figure out, but I think he's got it. I really do. But I do know what I'm going to do for him as a surprise. And I'm actually really excited to tell you in person.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you can't do it out here. He's going to hear you.
I think you'll love it. I think you'll love it. You will love it. I'm going to need to help with it.
Dude, I'm so glad you didn't get married in April, like coming up, because I don't know, you're all over the place. I like would not know what the fuck to do. That would have been like the biggest disaster.
And it would have been fucking freezing.
Freezing. Freezing.
Freezing. Yeah, I'm so worried. It would be like
snowing.
Yeah. I'm so worried about next year. I'm like, is this going to continue, this fucking like weather?
Nah. Like,
Santa Cruz, unfortunately, is getting hit so bad.
I know.
So bad with this weather. And I'm like, I feel so bad for everybody up there. We haven't even had a chance to go yet. I think we might be going in April when we come back from Austin, from your place. Yeah.
I'm going to get you to move to Austin, bitch. I'm going to get you to move. I don't know how, I'm in LA right now. I don't know how the fuck you live here. I honestly don't know. Everyone's so angry.
I hate it.
And so stressed. I'm angry. And rude. And like,
I'm angry.
Everyone's angry here. I'm like, no one, people either look at you because they want it. They're sniffing you out. They want to see what you're wearing. Or they look at you, or they pretend you don't exist and you're not walking in front of them. Like, everywhere I drive in my neighborhood, like
as well.
People wave. And you know what's interesting is that I was driving around yesterday and feeling like, God, everyone has nicer stuff than me. Like everyone, like, oh my God, look at that. Like, what does that person do to drive that car? Look at that house. Like I was driving through Beverly Hills and I just couldn't, I keep thinking like, who has all of this money? Like how much money do you have to have to have like a house like that and cars like that and stuff? Like, is it stuff? Like, is it worth all the stuff? Because I know you have to be working your ass off in order to be able to afford that lifestyle. So is it worth it? Like, I don't understand, because everyone looks so fucking tired and angry here. And what are you working so hard for? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand it. It's
dude,
it's really strange.
I am.
I never got it.
Sorry, your internet keeps cutting out.
And I keep freezing.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. And I feel it 100% when I come back here. And, you know, it's a hard thing because, like, Tom pretty much just got out here. And I understand, like, especially because, like, his world is a little bit different because he's a stuntman. So you need to be with the community in order to work. And so that's why he's so hesitant about moving out of here, but he understands, like, we just financially cannot stay here. Like, even if we wanted to have a house, we can't afford a house here.
Yeah.
You know, we're about to find out if we can even afford a house in Austin, you know, like, which we can. It's just like,
I mean,
it's like
Austin's
figuring it out
too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just figuring it out.
Yeah. It's not normal people don't live like this. Like, this is not the norm. We're so brainwashed to think that this is the way you're supposed to live, that, like, you know, you're like, oh God, I can only afford $500,000. Like, people like work their whole lives to be able to afford $100,000 house, you know? So it's a really, really, really scary time right now.
Yeah.
And I can't, I just don't, like, now that I finally figured out that the real world focuses on, like, living it's like quality of life.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, God, I want all these nice things, but you can have those nice things if you don't live in a place that costs this much money to live.
Yeah.
So it's better to live somewhere else and have a normal life and have all of those things that you can have. And you get to go home. Like, I can't imagine working as much as we do and being, I've only been gone for 9 months, but coming back here after work, I never wanted to, it never felt like, oh yay, I get to go home. Ever. It was like, oh fuck, I have to go home.
I'm
Which
stressed.
I don't want to have to do that. You don't want to have your home be the place that stresses you out that you don't like. like the none of it's worth it, you know? And oh, your home is whatever you make it inside. It's not where you live.
Dude, I have to have a giant, like we have these big old speakers on our bed and I have to put a fan noise on to block all the fucking noise that happens at 7 a.m. In the morning or through the night, just so I can sleep, because any little sound wakes me up. Like, I can't, like, I'm just over this.
Can you come to my house, can you try to sleep without a sound machine and see what it's like to actually sleep in silence?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because I'm so used to it.
When you go to the desert or whatever, do you bring white noise? Do you have to sleep with your phone on, or can you sleep when you are in the middle of nowhere in silence?
It's so weird. I started to use it when I was with my ex-boyfriend because he used it. And then, like, because my stomach, like, makes noises and stuff like that, I used to have it on just so, like, then that stuff wouldn't wake me up. Because I wasn't paranoid that it was waking up my partner. So, I mean, it's more of a mental right. stuff. And here, it's more of like blocking the sound off. But right. Yeah, I'm down to try it. It's really like, honestly, it's a pattern. Like to try
it's
to.
It's a habit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a habit. But back to the Austin thing. It's talking Tom. It's convincing Tom.
That's so surprising, though, because he's a country boy, you know?
But it's his career. It's like his, you know, stunting and acting. He's like, if we move here, and I'm like, well, look into it. Look into Austin, or ask Danielle if she can ask around and see if, like, you know, and I was looking up. I was like, there are agents out there. There's agents out there. There's shows out there. Because he's also, like, also looking at Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it's Atlanta, Austin right now. Atlanta, Austin. I hate the airport.
That does it for me. I can't fucking stand the Atlanta airport. No offense, people that live there, but like it's the hub. But it's
yeah,
hell
it's hectic.
I can't imagine every weekend trying to do that. Oh my god, Austin airport's the fucking best. I love it.
Yeah,
I mean that. You know, you're getting old when you're like basing where you want to live on how busy the airport is.
But I also, yeah, I know. And I get the pros and cons because, trust me, I almost moved to Atlanta because of the acting thing going, yeah, well, fuck, maybe I should try it. But yeah. I'm just like, what? Like,
No, you don't.
He's like, I'm in a different lane than you are. And right, I was like, okay, yeah, I need to respect that. So,
yeah, he's kind of feel like he can provide, you know, you guys want a family and all that stuff. So I get the stress.
Well, he works like 9 to 5. Like he's constantly working. It's just, this is his dream.
Of course.
Of stunting and stuff. So it's like, okay, he's like, well, you got to understand if we move somewhere that I can't do that, I'm pretty much saying goodbye to my dream. And I'm like, oh my God, no, stop. God. I don't want that. So that's why we're trying to figure out. And I think there is like work in Austin. We just gotta like find it. We're just not familiar with it. So
I mean, you gotta just figure out who the stunt coordinators are on the on the shows that film there, and he's
and
gotta
one
reach
of his
out
stunt one of his stunt coordinators that he works with is there, lives there, but he doesn't work there, but he lives there. So if he can meet up with them while we're there and talk to him about it or whatever, So
you may
we'll
have to reach out and make that
connection.
I think
I might have to. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to give a little bit.
I want Austin. I want to move to Austin. I think it's ever since like we went to downtown is when I was like, wow.
Oh,
I like,
there's
I
so many
like
little
it.
Pockets. Oh,
yeah. I was like, it's really cute and pretty.
Yeah. There's like even in downtown, it depends on like each section of downtown has like its own kind of vibe, like whatever you're into, it depends. It's kind of like in LA, like how, you know, Beverly Hills is different than West Hollywood, but they're right next to each other. Like you, like depending on, I mean, Austin's the same way. It depends on what you're looking for, you know, kind of where you decide to go. But there's a lot. There's so much. There's so much. And you haven't even been out
oh my
of the
God,
lake
I
in
love-
the water yet.
I know. I love that you're like now feeling my internet pain that I have to deal with in LA.
You mean you're feeling it.
Yeah. I'm feeling you. It's
like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sucks. I know. But I've got full bar, so I don't I don't know.
It
bitch.
Doesn't matter. It's the fucking box. It's the fucking apartment.
I love
it's
it.
It's crazy.
It's I'm in a house right now.
So weird. It's just the internet here. Unless you got one of these fucking cords hidden right next to the router.
Yes.
Fucking David, thank you so much.
I don't even know where my friend's router is right now. You know, we should read some questions. We've got some really good questions lately.
Let's do it.
So I know I we've flagged a couple of them. So
okay. Hell yeah. And then I got some 911 calls.
I'm so excited.
We haven't done that in a while. We should probably do a couple. I know.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, I'm gonna read. Let's do two or three questions, then we'll do the 911 calls.
Okay.
There's so much crime going on right now.
I know.
And so much shit in the news. I can't even pick a kid. I can't even figure out which one I want to do.
I know. I was like, should we talk about Brian? I was like, should we talk about the guy that just went to jail that killed his fucking son?
Yeah, and wife. Yeah.
Wife.
I know.
I'm like, I have that 911 call when we do want to talk about it. I'm like, bro, this is nuts.
People are losing their fucking marbles.
Yeah, okay. It's insane.
So let's start with some questions.
Okay, let's do it.
This one. Okay, hi, ladies. First off, please keep your badass guests coming. Oh, girl, wait till you hear our lineup.
Woo!
For the next
April.
For all of April, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Into May.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. We got you, girl. We got you. I love hearing everyone's perspective and stories, and all of you just make me feel like I'm in the room with you. Yes, that's the point. This question is for Danielle. Okay, I didn't pick questions just because they were for me, by the way, Scout.
Amazing. Let's go. It's fine.
It's been a few months since you've had your boob job, and in previous episodes, you mentioned that you didn't know if you liked them or not. How do you feel about them now? Mm. Are there any pros and cons? Is there anything you wish you knew before getting this surgery? I've been heavily contemplating getting a boob job myself, but I keep going back and forth and would love to hear the perspective of yourself who didn't go too big but just wanted to have what you had before you had kids. Thanks in advance, and I love you both. Kind regards, Jocelyn.
I like this because I keep on thinking about it too. I really want to get my boobs done. I wish
it's kind of like, you know, when people ask questions about kids, when you're like, there's so much that like people don't talk about, and I think with boob jobs it's the same thing. Like, women feel like they can't talk about stuff, and obviously that's not the case in our between you and I. And for everybody else. So I think that I had this vision. I still don't love them.
Oh.
And it's not because they're not perfect, because they actually are great. Like, they are, they look natural. You wouldn't know that I've had them done. Like, they look really pretty in a bra. I feel super sexy. In certain outfits, I feel super sexy. It's more of like the
day-to-day
bra thing that I miss not having boobs banging around.
Mm.
Like, I have under boob now. Like, I don't want under boob sweat. Like, where the fuck did that come from? I never had under boob sweat. But because I have boobs now, along with it comes the things like, you need to wear a bra now. I wanted to get tits, so I never had to wear a bra ever again. And my tits didn't look flat. Like, I wanted them to be perky, perky, perky. I wanted porn star boobs, but small.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't happen when you already have 45-year-old boobs that two kids have been sucking on.
Like, oh, okay.
Like, if I was, if I hadn't had, like, for
so like
you,
me?
It, like, if you got your boobs done now, you, like, you're
Let's
still,
go,
like,
Danielle.
You still don't have, like, they're not fucked up yet. You know
Woo!
What I mean?
See? But so I should get them done before children.
But maybe you shouldn't because you're going to be spending all of this money and then your kids are going to fuck them up. And then you're going to have to get them again. And you're going to be like, dude, why don't
no,
I just spend
I need it, I just
all
need to get
money?
A nose job to fix this fucking breathing
you're
issue.
You're crazy.
I have to. I can't. I can't deal with just being able to breathe slightly through one and fully through the other.
I can't. Carter's getting his tonsils out because he's getting crazy.
Just do this and breathe through this all day long. It sucks.
When are you going to do it?
I don't know. I just have to do it at some point.
You have to do it.
To fix it. It's from all that coke that I did.
Oh, God.
People do not do coke.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So I would say I probably should have gone a little bit bigger.
Oh.
Because I think it would have filled it out. I would have filled them out more. So it's almost like, it's like a balloon. Imagine like a balloon, right? Like a water balloon. Like when you take a water balloon and you fill it with mm-hmm. water, but not all the way, just a little bit, it kind of hangs bigger mm-hmm. a little bit at the bottom. There's not as much volume at the top.
Mm.
So if you continue to add water to the water balloon, it fills out the top. And then you have like, because I see women that are like in their, you know, 50s that have just get their tits done. And I'm like, damn, their boobs look amazing. Like, is it... like the Housewives, you know, I love reality shit TV. Like I see them in like their reunions and all this stuff. And I'm like, how do their tits look so good? And it's because I think they're a little bit bigger. Like because I went so tiny, it's which is fine because I think I would have freaked out because these even feel too big for me without a bra. So I can't imagine like going even bigger. Yeah. But I think maybe if I had just gone a little bit bigger. And also my doctor, I'm under the muscle. So that makes it smaller. So I went under the muscle. I went smaller. And he said to me, when you put it under the muscle, it's going to be smaller than what it looks like. Because all you're in is in the room and you're like holding a silicone bag or a saline bag of like, you're putting it in your bra. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want them that big. Oh, no. But it's like, you're putting it in your bra when you have no boobs. And then you think it's going to be that way. But really, when you put it in your breast and under the muscle, it hides it. So you don't actually have these like big, full boobs. But I don't know. I mean, again, I love lingerie. I love wearing bras, bathing suits. See, I don't like triangle top bathing suits anymore. Like, I need an underwire. Oh, yeah,
well, that would look weird, huh?
Well, it's fine, but, like, because the bag is, like, looks, like, natural, I have to, like, push on my boobs to make the bag pop up inside. Like, you can kind of see, like, low, high, low. Like, that's me just, like pushing on them, the bag moves. It's weird. It's fucking weird.
Weird.
I don't know. It's weird. I honestly, like...
Do you think you'll get them removed?
No. I mean, I probably... No. Because then I have, like, really no, like, flapjack.
So you'll have them until, like,
it's time to switch them out. And then, you know, maybe then I'll do, like, a little bit of a lift. I mean, again, my boobs look great with like, when I'm naked. My boobs look great with a bra on. They look great. Like, but it's just when I wear clothes that it feels weird to me.
Yeah. Well, you also wear clothes that, like, cover you up.
What do you mean?
You, like you wear clothes that like cover your chest up.
Well, I like a little cleavage. Like I like I like wearing like my bodysuits or bras, and then like I love my button down shirts because it feels sexy to me to like tie it and like pull it in. So
see, it's weird. Like whenever I have a bra on and I wear like tops like this that cover my chest, it feels weird. Like it looks weird. But if I have a shirt that is buttoned down or that's like revealing and then I have my bra on, it's sexy. So I get it.
Yeah, it just that's feels, exactly what it
so
is.
So I can't imagine having that all the time.
And it's like clang, 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 clang. Yeah. Like, that's weird. Hmm. It's fucking weird. Like, there's something in your body. Like, there's a foreign object in your body.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's not what I imagined it would be. But again, like, I'm comparing it to, like, 23-year-olds that get their tits done.
Yeah,
and, like,
they go
from, like, tiny little boobies to, like, perfect, you know, tits. But I'm 45 years old. Like, I didn't do it. I don't have that kind of skin anymore after nursing two children. So they still look great. And like, you don't know, like, I didn't want to look like I have my tits done. Like, you're like, wow. But I definitely see like more
people. I
always
thought your boobs looked great even before
my
this.
My boobs were fine. I just think it was like, it was this like flatness at the top that was bothering me because I love tank tops. I didn't like to wear a bra. So it was like, I felt like too much skin was, I was like flat. And then like I had like saggy boobs. So but now I'm still flat where I didn't want to be flat. And now I just, instead of saggy boob, I have like puffy boob. but it's still flat where I didn't want it flat. So I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm 50-50. Like, I don't know. Unless you're like die hard. Like, there's so many other things that I should have taken and done with the money. Like, I don't know. I just thought it would make me feel good. And it definitely does when I'm like dressed up. I feel like a woman. Not like I didn't feel like a woman before, but I don't know.
And
then I look at pictures of myself from when I didn't have them, and I'm like, oh, I look so much better. Like, I wish.
Oh,
like, I'll
no.
put on the same dress that I had when I didn't have them, and it looked better when I didn't have them.
Well, yeah, you have to buy a whole new stuff that
I
makes you feel
out
good.
How to dress with them because it just feel.
Maybe we
like
should go shopping
that.
When I'm there. When like go like before the wedding or after the wedding dress, and like just go and try some things on that you wouldn't try on.
You know what? Let's do that because
yeah.
I, and also because of COVID, like people, the stores don't really have like dress, like they're just starting to get back into having like stuff people are wearing out because we're just going out over the last, you know, year maybe. Mm-hmm. So they're like, the stores aren't ordering that kind of stuff. You know, they're ordering like loungewear. Like I have enough fucking sweatpants. Like I have enough t-shirts. Yeah. I want it. And for me to feel good about my boobs, I have to wear something. I have to go out. Yeah. You know, and like feel set, like put them in a bra, which is.
Yeah, I'm down because Tom won't be there that night. He'll be coming in that night.
I'm down because I'm doing a convention in Portland, Maine, which I'm very excited about. Everybody. Nice. I have never been to Maine, and it's the Maine Toy and Comic-Con. And I'm actually going with my hubs and another couple because it's their anniversary. And we've got all of these fun. I've booked like reservations for dinner every night. And,
oh, cute.
And it's there's only like 10 guests and it's not like horror necessarily. Like it's a little bit of everything, which is awesome.
Cool.
I think it's really just like me, Corey, and like the Terrifier guys, our friends. Like that's it. Like Taylor, me and the Terrifier. Like there's no other like horror people.
Oh, wow.
Should be interesting. But I'm so excited to go to Maine. So I need to go shopping to get cute clothes to wear because I'm taking it as like a vacation and I want to dress like coastal. Does that make sense? Like East Coast coastal. Like I want like striped button down. Very J. Crew is what I'm looking for. And you know, I like that. I like to wear those.
Cute.
Pop my collar and button down shirts and all that stuff. Anyway, is it weird that I pop my collar?
I know you
collar?
Do in the denim jeans.
Yes. It's the
no,
Canadian
I still
tuxedo.
Pop my collar.
I can't my collar.
Yeah, I still
I
pop my collar.
I can't wear button-down shirts that don't have a collar. Those like kind of like rounded ones.
Yeah, I hate it.
I hate them. I hate them.
Oh my God, you would love these ones. Okay, so in Thailand, the Zara in Thailand, you would have flipped your lid.
Did you find me a bag, bitch? Did you find me a bag?
Do you want to see the bag?
Sure.
Or would you rather wait? Okay. But
it's so hard. I'm always like, I don't know if I want to ruin my surprise, but then it's exciting to see it. It's like, so yeah.
Watch,
no, go
you're
going to
hate it. You're going to be like, nope, pass.
I'll tell you. I'm sure you'll take it if I hate it.
Oh, no. Hold on.
I can't lie. You know me. I have the hardest time. It's like,
literally like the picture you showed me.
It's which picture? Like, I sent you like 8 pictures.
I know. You sent me the brown one.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's so cute.
And it has a red.
Yes, it's so cute. I love it.
I got it for you.
Yay.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So you guys, it's a knockoff. I feel bad, but it's a knockoff.
Here's
Louis
mine.
Vuitton makes it. Louis Vuitton makes enough money to allow us to.
Mine doesn't even have the red
folk.
Inside.
Oh my goodness! But black is good for you. Mine's a little more. Mine looks a little bit more like an older person. Like.
Oh,
it's like
cute.
The brow with the red. I almost
got one for myself. And it's two-tone. It's like dark.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
and then it's like light on one side. It's super
what
cute.
What I love about that bag is that it doesn't look, it's not like showy. Like it doesn't, it doesn't have like, you know, I like very sort of bright, like wild patterns, but I don't want like bright, like logo brand.
Same. That's why I got black.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's so
but
cute.
But I did get a Gucci. I got a Gucci fanny pack that I fucking love.
Cute.
I was so obsessed with it.
Not all right, really, do we guys. Have, not real.
Yeah, no, not real.
not it's like
real.
These bitches are just talking about their fucking
if
Louis
you would
Vuitton,
like to
their
know,
boobs.
Would
their...
you guys? Okay, so you know what? Let me tell you this. Someone sent this to me and someone tagged me in this. this 21. Okay. I can't laugh because... It's partially like really sad, but then also what? So this 23-year-old widow put her partner's ashes. Where do you think she put her partner's ashes? Just to guess.
In a dildo?
Close. In her butt plug.
Oh. Okay. For real?
For real. For
why,
real.
Why, who knows this? And why are people talking about this?
I didn't read the article. I just took a screenshot of it because I was, you know, COVID. If you guys can see the image here.
It.
Oh, man. Damn.
But
damn.
What I want to know
there is you see it?
Why?
It's like silver.
Why?
And it says forever. And it's a silver metal. I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Maybe it's not really a butt plug.
Extreme love or extremely weird? No, it's a butt plug.
But did she tell people that she did that? Like, even if you did do that, why would you tell anybody that you it was a butt plug?
Girl, so many fucking people. Like, are you kidding me? So many people put random shit on the internet that is, like, insane shit. Like, it, that's what the internet's for. It is a butt plug. It is a butt plug. And it says...
Is it, like, silk, like sterling silver?
Yes. And it says forever on it. And his
that
ashes...
Really be a butt plug.
It's a butt plug, babe. It is a butt plug. Would it be better if it was a vibrator? But putting your putting your ashes in anything that you're of your past one that you're using for sex, I don't know how I feel about that.
So my necklace that I always wear, which I actually know where it is. I have two that are like, people always see me wear them. They're like long, like, I don't know. They're like little.
Yeah, and those are filled with ashes. I get it.
One's my grandma. One's my dog.
Okay, but put your dog and your grandma in a fucking vibrator.
Yeah,
like,
no,
what?
No. But
it's so weird.
I have to take my necklace off when I have sex because it freaks me out. But it's my grandma.
Yeah. I could understand that.
I'm like, I'm going to take my necklace off before I get in bed with my husband.
Yeah, I could understand that.
And even
yeah.
when it's on the nightstand, I'm like, I should probably put it in the other room.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. That's really sweet. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, Cody, where are you? Cody, move. Move while I'm on top.
Give me a 911. Give me some 911s. Okay, okay, I haven't had them in so long. All right, talk 911 to me, Scout.
All righty. Let's see here. Let's see what I saved here. I hope it's not crazy shit. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hold on. Here we go.
Sorry, guys. A bitch about it. Like, I know we've been doing them for so long and we still can't get it 100%, but like, we are. Like, not engineers, and we try to figure it out on our own.
What do you mean? All right, so this
we're both
is
homeschooled, okay, people? We're yeah. homeschooled.
Plus, we need more cords. Trust me, the next episodes that we do for, like, a month, we're going to be together, and we'll have all that shit. Okay, here we go. Hold on, let me turn this all the way up. So this is a two-parter.
911, what is the location of the emergency? Oh, my God, I'm going to break your drive in Burstville. I need help. Someone came in and started shooting. I don't know where I'm at. Long Winter's Drive. The first girl I'm shot.
I can't hear it.
First. I need help. Okay, Lakewood Hughes. Okay, you're on Lakeshore or Lakeside Drive?
Winter Drive. Winter. W-I-N-T-E-R. Winter. Vanessa.
Lisa.
Hear it on my end so they can hear it. So a woman got shot in the back and stomach in the park, and they were out there still. Like, they shot her friend, and they all scattered, and this woman was calling 911 as she was trying. Literally, like, a fucking literally a horror movie, like 100%. And she was like hiding behind trees and shit, and I saved it because I was like, wow, that's like literally something that
we would have to act out.
Oh my God, we would have to act out in a movie.
So does she sound the way you think you would play it?
She sounds less frantic.
Okay, interesting.
Because I think because also, like,
she's hiding.
She's no, because she's like, she was screaming for Vanessa, but I think it's like what we miss is like we instantly go for like the frantic, you know, like the panic, like the, you know, but I feel like when you're in that situation, you're like shock kind of sets in a little bit more forward. Yeah. It seems like that. And she's just trying to, like, I mean, she's frantic, but I feel like, and she's also got shot twice.
Oh, yeah.
In the back and in the arm. So.
Okay.
You know,
She's in fight or flight mode and she's in flight.
But I think that's something that actors, you know, if there's any actors out there and you're playing this scene, need to realize, like, being shot is like, I mean, instantly, like, you're, if it's flight mode, I hear that it like the pain doesn't come, but then it eventually starts to come.
Right.
You know, and then you're dealing with that sort of pain. On top of like, so being frantic and being like, it's like, I don't think you would have that much, especially if you'd been shot.
See, that's so interesting because no one, like working on a movie, no one ever knows what it feels like to have those things.
I know. It would be, yeah.
You're just sort of guessing. And like, I don't know about you, but I've never gotten a direction from a director to be
no.
Like, so when the bullet hits you, you're going to feel like this. And I mean, maybe if it was like a true story and someone had been through that stuff, they could walk you through when you're playing like a real person, how that, you know, went down or whatever. But I always find that so, oh shit, my Zoom died.
Oh no.
That's okay. I don't know why.
Zoom died because the batteries didn't get changed.
I'll have to use the rest of it from the
Zoomy.
This Zoom.
Guys, this is what happens when Danielle goes to Los Angeles.
Fucking, I hate LA.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to record any more after this. And we will do extra long episodes when I see you.
Yes.
We're at almost an hour anyway.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, you guys. Thank you guys so much for this. And I'm so sorry, RaptorCon, that I was unable to come. My body shut down, but I will soon be able to come down to you guys because that con looks like so much fun. All right, Danielle,
tell them I say bye and I love them.
Danielle says bye, and she also says fuck yeah, party on. All right, everybody, have an amazing day and happy Tuesday. Bye.